Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
They think they can't be beat this time either. But we're going to make sure by working on the ground, knocking on doors, making phone calls, texting folks, because this is our time, and we have to take advantage of our time. Let's do it!
With early voting already underway in midterm elections, Milwaukee, Wisconsin activists are rallying voters with the tradition of souls to the polls, encouraging Black church congregations to get out and vote. Organizers are hoping for an upset in the U.S. Senate race, where Wisconsin's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes continues to gain ground against incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Georgia Democratic Senator and Reverend Raphael Warnock is also rallying volunteers.
Let's knock on some doors. Y'all ready to do it?
Yes.
Y'all ready to warm up?
Warnock faces former football star Herschel Walker in another race that could determine the balance of the U.S. Senate. He and a group of volunteers spanned out across the state in support of his campaign, as well as that of Georgia's Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. She faced off against incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp in their final debate Sunday night on WSB-TV in Atlanta.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state.
Meanwhile, the conservative majority on the Supreme Court looks likely to undo rulings that allowed colleges to consider race in admissions. Before hearings on the cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina, rally speakers argued that affirmative action has helped increase the numbers of Black and Latinx students at some of the nation's most selective schools.
Affirmative action is necessary, it is urgent, and it is imperative for the Supreme Court to do the right thing and affirm diversity.
The group Students for Fair Representation brought the suits, arguing that the universities have discriminated against white and Asian American applicants. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva should once again lead Brazil after narrowly defeating current President Jair Bolsonaro, although Bolsonaro may try to stay in office despite the vote. Lula, a former union leader, is known for programs that have helped lift millions out of poverty and promises to end the illegal logging in the Amazon. Finally, several prominent Republicans cast blame for political violence on both political parties Sunday following the assault on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Twitter CEO Elon Musk deleted a tweet he had posted earlier linking to a right-wing conspiracy site that questioned the circumstances surrounding the attack. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.